Hey everyone, this is episode 106 of the Lost Trail Runner podcast. I'm down near Lilburn Park today on a first day of rain, probably in 2 months, I don't know, something like that. I'm on the Greenway Trail doing a 3-minute walk warm up, and then I'm going to be running for 54 minutes and then a 3-minute walk cool down for a total of an hour run. I'm using my little Olympus recorder today, so the sound may sound a little tinny. For some reason, it always sounds a little tinny. Maybe I've got the have it set up wrong or something for recording. There's different ways to do it. Anyway, we'll see. I don't know how good it's going to be, but it'll work out all right, I guess. Got about a minute left on my walk before I start doing a run 30, walk 15. I'm allegedly supposed to do the Galloway 13.1 on the 11th of December, and my training has really gone down the drain. when I went to the dermatologist maybe a month ago now, and I had a basal cell carcinoma, a little bit of skin cancer on my shoulder, and he had to cut it off, and that kind of stopped my training the way I wanted to do it. It was couldn't move my arms that much. When you get stitches right where your arm and your shoulder come together, it's kind of hard to move your arms and not worry about ripping your stitches out. So that kind of shouldn't have stopped me, but it did. Maybe I was just looking for an excuse, I don't know. But anyway, I think my longest run for the half so far has been like a little over 8 miles. I mean, I know I can finish it. It's not a matter of not finishing it. It's a matter of what time you're going to finish it in, you know, and I was trying to calculate what was the slowest I could run it and still come in under 3 hours. I really just going down the drain as far as speed goes. I think the last half that I ran was 235 in that range, and I think the slowest one I've ever done about 239, and when you don't train for them the way you're supposed to, you can't expect to run them. 'Cause originally I had put on my goal for this half was a 215, just to give me an incentive to actually train. And I was going pretty good, and I had been doing my Galloway training program for the half marathon really, you know, right on target as far as doing all the different things I ought to be doing, like doing magic miles and acceleration gliders, cadence drills, all that kind of stuff, until I had to get my shoulder cut on, and then it just kind of went down the drain. And really, if I would have, you know, had any stick-to-itiveness, I would have just kept on training anyway. And this was like some kind of an excuse, right, to get out of doing it. So, well, I better get an interval going here. I'm even slacking off on this run. Let's see. There we go. Running 30 seconds. And this is a little handheld mic, so may get a lot of noise from me swapping hands and stuff like that too. Plus now there's a breeze blowing, which ain't gonna help any. And I keep trying to figure out if I really wanna keep doing a podcast or not. I mean, I like doing it, but coming up with things that just aren't repetitive over and over and over again, where people just get tired of hearing it, it's hard to do. And it seems like about the only time I get in the mood to record is like just before Peachtree, and then just before this race. And my heart rate's not up where it should be. That's what that beeping is. I've got to get a format for my podcast and stick to it and do it on a regular basis. I haven't done that in so long, you know. What I am thinking about doing, so I've got two podcasts. I've got Lost Trail Runner and I've got Ron's Update. I'm thinking about just doing away with Ron's Update and adding it into the Lost Trail Runner, because I don't do either one of them very good. So I figure I'll at least do one of them, right? If not, what's the purpose? I've got my heart rate up past the low limit. Of course, it's going to drop down pretty quick here. So maybe I can keep it up. I think I've bought a pile of shoes to get me inspired. I got a couple of pairs of Ultra. Oh crap, what's the name? It's pretty bad when you can't even think of the model name of your shoes, right? Road running shoes anyway. They were on sale. I got two pairs of them. And I got a pair of Brooks Pure Grit 4 trail running shoes, which I've run out on the trail at Stone Mountain with a couple of times. And I just got some Nike Free Flyknit RNs, that's what I got on today. And I get these things on sale because, like the Flyknits were, I think the regular price is $130, and I got them for $72, and they're basically Nike Freeze, but they're got extra cushioning. They were UTLN or some crazy thing. They got extra cushioning. They're really comfortable. I don't think I could wear them on a super long run, but for my daily runs, they're fine. And I don't have to wear my orthotics with them, which is good. Hey, it's Friday, and I'm in a car once again. I'm on the expressway, so there's probably a lot of background noise. I just thought I would give a little tip on if you're interested in getting faster without doing formal speed work on a track, running intervals. Two or three things I do when I'm in that sort of a mode, which I haven't been in a little while, but when I do get where I want to increase my speed easily, I do fartlek training, and most of you know what that means. It means speed play. And I have three different ways I do it. If I go out to Stone Mountain, this is what I used to do before I had a GPS and a heart rate monitor, when I just used a Timex Ironman watch, was I would run telephone poles. I would run two telephone poles fast and one slow. If you run somewhere where you have telephone poles on the side of the road, that works well. I would warm up for about a mile, just, you know, run normally, and then after my mile was up, I would take off and I would run two telephone poles at race pace, and then I would jog one, and then I'd run two more, and I would do 3 miles of telephone pole fartlek. And later on, when I got a GPS watch and a heart rate monitor, I switched over to running heart rate intervals, where I would have my heart monitor set for a higher heart rate. Say in my case, I would set it for right now it's like a 142, and I would run up to 142 heart rate, and then I would jog back down to my lower limit, and then when I'd get down to the lower limit, I'd go back up to 142 and do the same thing, warm up for about a mile and then run 3 miles doing that. And the third way I used to do it, and still do it occasionally, is by pace. Using my GPS, I would warm up for a mile, then I would try to, starting on my second mile, pick a pace that I wanted to average. And I'd watch my GPS watch every once in a while and see, you know, say if I wanted to average an 8-minute pace. Once I got to 8-minute pace, then I would slow down for about however long it took for my heart rate, or my speed, I mean, to drop down to about a 8:15 to 8:30 pace. And then I'd take off again and run until my average was 8-minute pace again. And I'd do that for 3 miles. And then my last mile, I would just do a cool down. So that's just three ways that I've tried to increase my speed over the years without actually doing formal interval training on a track. I mean, doing track intervals may be your thing. But for me, it's more convenient for me to do those kind of workouts because I can just do them on the same roads that I run on a daily basis. So it's something to think about, and try it, see what you think. See ya. This morning I had an appointment at 10 o'clock to get the stitches out of my shoulder, and it's about 1 now, I guess, and I decided I'd come down here Greenway Trail and get my hour in. So I at least have a little bit of base for this half marathon. Hey, I'm back. I've made it to Lions Club Park, and I'm going uphill right now. So I'm walking, and you can hear the cars. Main road's off to one side here of this trail. It's kind of along the road, up in the air a little bit from it. Anyway, I finally remembered the name of my shoes I got, the Ultra Torrens. They're good road running shoes. I really like them. They're zero drop. These Nike Freeze that I'm running in today, I think there's an 8mm drop from heel to toe, but they're comfortable, so I don't have any orthotics in them. And they're just smooth. Plus, they don't weigh anything. It's like being barefoot almost. Of course, that's the whole idea of a Nike Free. But anyway, I had been training for the Galloway half. Then I got interrupted. And then I think one of my last Sunday was supposed to be a long run for me, and I ended up being scheduled to work at the golf course Sunday, so my theory was I was going to move my run to Saturday. So I ran Friday and had a good run, but Saturday when I got up, I just wasn't in the mood to run, so I ended up skipping my 10 miler and just ran an hour. And after about a mile and a half, I started feeling okay, but I still didn't want to do 10 miles. So I didn't. I did about 4.5. And that seems to be about my standard distance on these mile runs, because I have 6 minutes of walking, 3 in the front and 3 in the back, 54 minutes of running, and I get a little over 4 miles in the 54 minutes, and then with the walking at the front and the back, I get about another probably 3/10, so I'll get anywhere from 4.3 to 4. A little over 4.5 miles, depending on how I'm feeling that day. So, anyway, I got to get more into this. I've run 2 trail races, but since the time I talked to you, I might have already run one of them, and I ended up finishing first in my age group in both of them. And the second one, it was like one of those where I didn't feel like I was in good shape and I was just going to participate. And when I got going, I felt pretty decent. I only ran like 3 seconds a mile slower than the previous trail race that I was feeling good at. So I figured, well, I must be holding on to a little bit of fitness. Both of them were at the same place out at Harbin's Park. One of them was an Xterra, and I think they were both Xterras, come think of it. I'm going to turn this off again, and I'll come back in a little bit. Okay, I'm back. I'm out at the Greenway Trail again. This is a different day. I'm running. I'm doing a 45-second run, 20-second walk, mostly, unless my heart rate gets up to 130, and then I'll switch over to heart rate running. And this is the last week before the Galloway half. It's this coming Sunday. This is Wednesday right now, so this will be my last run of the week before Sunday. And hopefully I'll be able to make it through the race, you know? I still haven't done any more long runs since I last talked to you. And I did a little over an hour yesterday. Planning on doing about an hour today, maybe a little less. And then just relax until Sunday. So that's how it's going to be. This particular run's going to be more of a 3 miler, probably. A little over 3 miles, maybe. And then that'll be it. Yeah, I figure I'm on the Greenway Trail, like I said, and it's been raining for the past 2 or 3 days, and this is notoriously a low, wet spot when it's been raining, but looks like they might have come through here and squeegeed it off, because it's fairly dry, which is highly unusual after it's rained so long, because it runs parallel to a railroad track on the north side of the track, and it's a little bit lower. There's a creek between railroad track and this trail. That's Camp Creek. That's what the trail's named after. And it gets pretty wet over here, but today it's fine. I'm back in my car now. I just finished a 5K run at the Greenway Trail, like I mentioned earlier. And it was a decent run. I averaged a little under 13, 12, 58 or 59, something like that. Doing a mostly a 45-second run and a 20-second walk. And I probably am going to use that in the race on Sunday, because it seems like I can handle that. And if I can keep that pace all the way through the race, I will be very happy, because that'll put me under a 13-minute pace, which I would like to get under. I'd like to average way under, but that ain't going to happen. So I'll just stick with my low expectations and just try to run 13-minute pace or under for this race. I don't know how you can call it a race when you're doing 13-minute pace. Anyway, for this half marathon, 13-minute pace or under. If I average slower than that, that's fine. I just want to get through the run and feel good when I finish. I know that I'm not in the kind of shape I want to be in, so you just gotta, you know, deal with what you got, right? And what I've got is way, way, way under training going for myself, and we'll just see how that works out. Could be good, could be bad, who knows. Anyway, I'm going to let you go for now, and I'm going to try to put this out in a podcast, and hopefully
I'm getting tired of saying I'm going to do a better job because I haven't been able to do a better job yet. I put this podcast on my calendar on my Mac for like every other Thursday to record, and every other Thursday I skip it. It seems like if I could stick to what I put on my calendar and just go ahead and do it, then I'd feel a lot better about doing this podcast. But then I feel like if I do that, I'll run out of things to talk about a lot quicker, because not having gone to that many races this year, I feel like, you know, what is there to talk about? I mean, my training is pretty much the same. I keep talking about wanting to get back on the trails. I've run out at Stone Mountain a couple of times in the past couple of weeks on the trail out there. But the trail run I wanted to do this year so far, I haven't done at all. And that was go up on the Appalachian and run from Woody Gap to Neal's Gap. I haven't done that. But never say never. I don't know if hunting season's over yet or not. I used that as excuse for a while, but I think maybe that's come to a close. I don't know if bow season's over or even started, because I don't hunt, so I just know that going up in the North Georgia mountains into the national forests and stuff like that during hunting season is not a good move if you're not wearing bright orange. You might be a trophy. Anyway, I'll let you go for now, and I'll get this thing out. And then the next time I talk to you will be after this half marathon, and I'll give you the disastrous aftermath, I guess, or surprising, depending on how it comes out, okay? So I'll see you later.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe.